This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte. Governor Ron DeSantis says protests across the state have been mostly peaceful. In a statement yesterday, he credited that to collaboration among local officials, law enforcement, and the Florida National Guard. In much of South Florida, nighttime curfews remain in effect. Officials issued them after the unrest over the weekend. There were some tear gas confrontations between police and protesters in downtown Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Federal officials later sent special teams of agents to help with that response. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez got the latest from WLRN reporter Danny Rivero.
Danny, what kind of federal assistance is Miami apparently getting to deal with protests?
From what we know that the U.S. Department of Justice sent a special squad from the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, which falls under the Department of Justice, to Miami and to the District of Columbia, specifically to deal with possible inmate disturbances, they said, at federal detention facilities, and also to provide assistance to law enforcement agencies in the city. Now, I've asked the county government and the city government if they had any warning or prior knowledge that this federal team was coming down, and both of them say that they actually had no idea that this was coming from the federal government, but ultimately it did come and it was placed at their disposal.
And Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez brought this up this week at a recent commission meeting.
That's right. And Mayor Jimenez on Monday said that he actually did not have any idea what people were talking about when this news first came out. But on Tuesday, he said that he was unaware that they were here at first, but then he was made aware of it and he was very clear. He said, "We don't need them here." And Mayor Jimenez says, you know, things have been very calm over the last couple of days. There was a flare up on Saturday. There was a couple stores that were looted in the downtown Miami area, and a couple police cars were burned during a bit of unrest that broke out. But since then, we've seen very peaceful protests on Sunday. We saw protests on Monday night without any incidents, any arrest or anything. And the Mayor Jimenez says, look, it looks like, just looking at the news, there's other cities around the country that need it a lot more than we need it.
Do we know why Miami and Washington, D.C. are the only two cities that federal officials have singled out for this kind of assistance?
The short answer is we don't know why Miami is one of these cities. We know that there was a little bit of unrest over the weekend, like I mentioned, with a couple looted stores and a couple burned police cars. But the scale of this has not been anywhere approaching what we've seen in cities like New York City or the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I did talk to someone at the U.S. Marshal Service, which handled some of the logistics and the planning for this team to come down from the Department of Justice. And I was told that the decision was made over the weekend. So the unrest over the weekend does seem to be a contributing factor in that. But I was also told that Attorney General Bill Barr has since reevaluated the situation. And there was a team here present in Miami, but now they have been ordered to move on to other parts of the country that the Attorney General feels needed actually more than Miami does at this point.
So the teams are no longer in the greater Miami area here in South Florida?
That's right. They were sent and they were staying at a hotel, but they were never deployed and they were never actually used. So before they have been deployed or used, they're actually being moved on to another city. Not clear what city that is, but like I said, there's a lot of cities that are seeing much more property damage and just general unrest than we're seeing here in the city of Miami.
Danny, what are you watching for when it comes to perhaps more of these demonstrations happening over the next few days?
What we'll be watching for is just the general manner in which they're conducted. You know, what we saw on Sunday and Monday has been just very, very calm, you know, and at the same time, there are curfews in effect, which looks like out an abundance of caution. So I'll just be watching over the next couple of days to make sure, you know, are people saying what they need to say and are police giving them the room to do so?
You've just heard WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez and Danny Rivero speaking about federal officials sending riot teams to help deal with local protests. You can read more about it by visiting WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.